Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, I was thinking about today's sermon. And, well, you know, part of the thing is I really liked last week because we were so relaxed. We're relaxed again today, you know, although we didn't cut as many jokes in the first part as we did last week. But that's okay. But I got to thinking, you know, today there's a lot of talk about sin, law, and the gospel. So I thought, what am I going to talk about today? Well, is the law even necessary for Christians anymore? Yes, there's a good Lutheran answer, isn't it? What does this mean? Yes. And that's what we're going to talk about this. But what is law? I mean, we use things like this, the law. Well, I don't know about you, but the law sometimes chases me with those little lights on outside, don't they? You know, when you say, no, I'm not going to break rules and things like that. However, I like to go a little bit faster than the speed limit. And I'm sure none of us have ever done that before, right? Okay. Tina, in Arizona, they have this thing called R&P on the highways, reasonable and proper. Yeah, according to state law, it says if there's no traffic out on any state or federal highway, you can drive up to 80 miles an hour without a problem as long as it's reasonable and proper for the conditions. I got picked up one night for doing 80 miles an hour. And the officer pulled me over. He said, you know, the speed limit's here only 65. I said, yeah, except it's R&P. I said, officer, do you see anybody on the road right now? He got this big grin on his face. Nope. I said, would you write that down, please? I said, I want you to inspect my car and see if it's okay. And he did. I said, do you see any problems with my automobile? No. He said, would you write that down then? So I went into court to fight this one because it was a $300 fine. So I got in there, and the judge says, I'm looking at this. You've got an R&P defense? I said, yep. He said, okay, lay it on me. And I said, if you notice in the notes from the arresting officer, who is not here right now, you know, who pulled me over, and I said, because he knew he was going to lose this one. And the judge is going, oh, jeez. So he looked, and I said, according to the conditions, it's reasonable and proper. There was no traffic, and my car was in good shape, and so I can travel 80 miles an hour on a state road. He said, forget it. He said, get out of here. But he says, you're the first one to win on this in 3 years. But I broke the law, didn't I? Well, are there laws and laws? There's the question, isn't it? You know, no kidding. So when we look at this, all right, how many laws did God give us? 10. How many did the Jews turn it into? 613. All right. God didn't know what he was talking about. We had to interpret it and make it more. Yeah, right. You know, Jeff came up on that one time. I'm going to quote you forever because I liked what you said. We were talking about this in Bible study one time. And he said, you know, it's so much easier to follow rules. Well, why? Because when you follow a rule, you don't have to think. Now, there's many of you in here that are Baptist in background, and that's okay. But I'm going to steal something from our Baptist brothers. What would Jesus do? Stop and think about that for a second. If you're in a situation and you have to think, well, what's the gospel? What would Jesus want us to do? There's the gospel, isn't it? So now we're looking at the difference between law and gospel. And if you come out of a Lutheran background, you've had that sort of driven into you from when you were a little kid. In fact, in my ordination, I took the old vows of the Missouri Synod. And I pledged to preach, teach, and confess the proper distinction between law and gospel, which is why we're doing this today, okay? Because as I was talking to people, you know, what is law? And I get that deer caught in the headlights look. Well, law is rules, isn't it? Okay? And in the sense of this, we have gospel, we have law. They're part of the same coin. You flip it in the air, gospel's on one side, law's on the other side. So is gospel important? Yes. Okay? But why is it important? Good. Say that one again. That was good. It balances the law. So, how does it balance the law? There's a good question, isn't it? So let's go back to that old Lutheran question. What does this mean? Well, that means when we're looking at the law, Luther in the Small Catechism says it has a threefold purpose. The first one is a curb. Why? We trip over it because we sinned. We were bad boys and girls. The second thing, it's a mirror. You look in the mirror, and you say, I'm a sinner. I need help. And the third part, it's the guide back to the gospel. So do we need sin? Excuse me, do we need the law? Sure we do. Okay, but what's the purpose of the law? To lead us to the gospel. The good news. You know, one of the things that we're very blessed is to have all these retired pastors in here. You know, because when we have pastors like Danny's Pentecostal, Assemblies of God, this other thing, you know, we start to have maybe a more homogeneous viewpoint for us to look at. Because let's face it, he's the boss of all of us. I don't care what denomination it is. So when we start looking at this, what does Jesus want us to do? I think that's a great question. You know, as I was looking at this, I'm going to go back to what Paul said in Romans. And again, Romans is one of those books, if I preach about it a lot, you know, I can just see, you know, everybody falling asleep. But I like this. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. Because the law is in us, right? But what does the law do? It leads us to the gospel. But I see in my members another law raging war against the law of my mind. So what's that other law? What's fighting the law? The, come on, you guys, I just gave it to you a few seconds ago. Gospel. That's the other law, the law of the gospel. Now, you got to remember, this was written to the Jews. This wasn't written to Christians. But does it speak to us today? Boy, it does it. Okay? And it's making me captive to the law of sin that dwells within my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember the old Sunday school question? What's the answer? Jesus. Has that changed for us? No, it's still Jesus. One of the things in the pericope are the readings we have. And if you ever notice that our readings during a time period have a theme to them. And we've had two themes going on this year so far. Holy Spirit and witnessing, right? Okay. And the thing is, Danielle was supposed to be here this morning to tell us her testimony. You remember the blind lady that came in at the end of the service here a couple months ago? Anyway, she is going through a crisis of faith right now, and I think may be joining us full time. But she was going to share her testimony with us today, and I'm sorry she's not here for that, because I had planned to incorporate that into my sermon today. But part of the thing is, folks, Jesus leads us. But he leads us by sending us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He's our comforter, as Jesus said. I'm going to send you the comforter. He brings us peace. He brings us the direction we go in our lives. Problem is that he doesn't do it in our time. He does it in his time. And as I told you last week, you know, boss, I need your help because I don't know. I don't understand this. But he answers. Sometimes he answers in a way that we didn't think he would, but he does. So when we are starting to talk law and gospel, We are talking how all of what we believe ties together. You remember that old Jell-O commercial that you can't have one without the other? Law and gospel go together. Okay? But are we saved through the law? No. Are we saved through the gospel? Yes. There's the important thing. What did Jesus tell us to do? Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is that law or is it gospel? Yes. Why? Because Jesus said it. Beatitudes, are they law or gospel? Both, because Jesus said it. So what would Jesus do? We go back to the book. And we read and we study. By the way, how many of you are took on Pastor Don's challenge you to read the Bible in 1 year and he was going to take you out to dinner? I know we got a couple. Okay? Make sure you stay up with that because he's serious about that. We actually talked. He said, if anybody's willing to read the Bible, he says, I'll take them out to eat. Yeah. Well, that's important. You know, it's just one of those things. All right. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we appreciate so much what you do for us. And as we say in the confession, we have the opportunity of giving back to you because we know in our service to you, as we become servants and slaves of your will, that we are serving the gospel. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity. And thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide us in this service. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.